and running. Call 888-221-8990 to donate or ask for prayer.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Covenant is always a display of divine power. God on display. What separates us from other people? We're His covenant people. His presence. Amen. There's something different about you. Tell somebody what God promises will come to pass. What God promises, come on, saints. What God has promised, it will come to pass. It has to come to pass. Why? He's a covenant God. He's not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. Hath not God said, and shall not God make it good? God won't impregnate you with a spiritual baby and then allow you to abort it. He bring you to the delivery room to bring forth that baby. Amen. Not only that, when God covenants with you, He commits to supply you with all the grace, all the faith, all that you need. God supplies that. Paul said it this way, I live, nevertheless, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm not living on my own merit, on my own faith. I'm living by His faith. I dare you to get your mind renewed and put on the mind of Christ. Hello, somebody. I dare you. Your whole perspective will change. How you see things will change. How you talk and walk will change. We have the mind of Christ. God commits to supply all the grace, unmerited, unearned, undeserved, enabling. God does it. Ask somebody, what you worried about? The virus. The entire covenant process is initiated and established and confirmed by God Himself. Two things we're required to do. Number one is believe. Number two, obey. Do what He says. It may not make a lot of sense, but if God says it, do it. Now, let's start to bring this to the reality that we are in, because our relationship with God is a covenant relationship through Christ. We're covenanted with the Father through Christ. Let me say it again. We are covenanted with God the Father through Christ. Christ is the author, the finisher, the source, the guide, and the goal. Our goal is to be Christ-like, to represent Him fully, to give Him liberty to live in us and through us. God is a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God. When God makes a covenant, He keeps it. I said, when God makes a covenant, He keeps it. Amen. Jacob was a child of a covenant, but very carnal to begin with. A supplanter, a trickster, a thief. That didn't matter. He was a child of a covenant. At some point in time, God was going to arrest him. Don't worry about those wayward children. You remember the Lord told Noah, enter the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives, because I found you righteous. In other words, I'm going to protect everybody that's connected to you. Now, some may go, you know, some call them the black sheep of the family. Some may go the hard way. But see, the way of a transgressor is hard on purpose. God got to deal with some in a hard way. But see, he makes that way hard so that eventually they're going to turn back and say, I need to go back to my father's house. Amen. But because we are covenanted, I heard somebody say, well, you don't know. So-and-so ain't got no hope. Well, you didn't have no hope. People thought wasn't no hope for you. You just don't know what so-and-so in. What were you in? How many folks had you killed? How many houses had you robbed? I see some of y'all hot wiring cars. Is there anything too hard for God? Listen, if he brought you, what makes you think he can't bring the next one? Somebody should have been shouting on that. See, some of y'all should be running around here because you was way beyond hope. Amen. Some of y'all had lost your mind. Yes, you had. You had lost. Tell them, Matisse. Amen. God brought that young man. Now look at him. He's about to be a doctor. Had lost his mind. Stand up, Matisse. Look, he got his doctor jacket on. He's going to be a doctor. Had lost his mind. Tell me what God can't do. He's our drummer. Beat the drums better than Ringo Starr. God restored his mind. He's faithful. He's committed. He loved God. Amen. So don't tell me what the blood can't do. He's the author and the finisher. The Alpha and the Omega. The source, the guide, and the goal. The blood covenant. The first one we talked about Wednesday was God slaying a lamb and covering Adam and Eve's nakedness. The New Testament covenant was the blood of his son. Now the Father and the Son, three things. When Jesus died for our sin in the way of covenant, the number one, mankind's sin was transferred to the cross. Amen. Amen. The sin of mankind. Now let me give you an example. Sin. We got sin over here. Spell it over here, S-I-N with a small S. Then you got sin over here, S-I-N with a big capital S. What Jesus died for was the sin of man. See, Adam sinned. And Jesus died for that, so that now we're no longer separated from God. That sin that Adam, he sold us out in high treason. Amen. Jesus died for that. But there are little sins over here. Okay? Okay, the blood has to deal with them little sins. See, you repented and got saved from that. But yesterday you did this. So you need to confess to God your sin, God, who is faithful and just to forgive us, and then to what? Cleanse us. What cleanses us? The blood. Because all your sins were nailed to the cross, but there are sins you need to confess before God. When you get a little harsh with your wife, or your husband, or your boss, you understand? Those are those little ones. And see, it's the little foxes today that can destroy the vine. The purer your heart is, the more protected you are. You harboring a whole lot of stuff will shake you and move you and vex you and offend you, and you have resentment. But when your heart is pure, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Amen. So the Father and the Son, there was a transfer of mankind's sin to the cross. Number two, we are forgiven. Forgive yourself. God has forgiven you. Forgive yourself. Stop walking with a defiled conscience, a sin consciousness. That you are forgiven. God is a covenant God. He's able to keep you. Number three, we have now access to God. You don't need a high priest. You don't need a preacher. Well, you do need the preacher, but you don't need the preacher to talk to God. You can talk to God yourself. We call it prayer. And he'll talk to you. It's dialogue, not just monologue. Our sins have been transferred to the cross. We have forgiveness, and we have access again to God. Now, I said this earlier, God didn't, in this case, like in times of old, he covenanted with men. But in the new covenant, he didn't covenant with men. God covenanted with God. Well, I like it. It's getting gooder and gooder. He covenanted with himself. You see how we can't lose with the stuff we use here? If God covenanted with God, and then invited me in to be a partaker of this covenant, I'm just along for the ride. You know, like I know, in Christ we are the children of God. Romans 8:17. Get that on the screen. Tell somebody, I got access now. The word says here, and if children, then are we heirs. Heirs are those that inherit, don't work for. Amen. Don't suffer for, but inherit. We are heirs of God and joint heirs. Oh, look at that. Joint heirs with Christ. In other words, everything that Jesus has inherited, we right alongside of him, a joint heir. We are inheriting the same thing, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Somebody say, I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Now, because of that, we have access to a place, I'm going to call it a place of immunity, a secret place, a hiding place, a Goshen. When God deals with Egypt, he's going to preserve Goshen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello friends, this is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We bring you the message of life, hope, and salvation through Jesus Christ. This is all because of your prayers and faith.